Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Samuel 17:8.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Samuel 17:8. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites. "Why are you all coming out to fight?" he called. "I am the Philistine champion, but you are only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me." No one likes being belittled. Insults cut to the core, and unless we know how to respond well, others' hurtful words can take up residence in our minds and influence our behaviors in a negative way. Today's Bible verse shows how this works. Within the context, the Philistine army and the Israelite army were at a standoff. Every day, twice a day, the Philistines sent a 9-foot giant clad in full body armor to intimidate the Israelite soldiers with his words, "I am the Philistine champion, but you are only the servants of Saul," Goliath shouted. The Israelites believed Goliath's insults and saw themselves as insignificant and weak. Everything went downhill from there. Perhaps their minds played monologues that sounded like this: "He's the champion, but we're only servants. So who are we to stand up to him? He belongs to the Philistines, so he has an entire army to back him up and defend him. But us? We don't even qualify as soldiers, and we have only Saul to defend us. We're sunk. It's hopeless." They allowed Saul's insults to take up residence in their minds, and this affected their behaviors. 1 Samuel 17:11 says, "When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken." 1 Samuel 17:24 describes their subsequent actions. "As soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run away in fright." But one day, the teenage shepherd boy David showed up and brought a fresh perspective to the situation. He rejected the giant's insults, and he called the Israelites the armies of the living God. He said that God would come to their defense because they belonged to him. God would fight this battle for them and give them victory. When Goliath approached him, the shepherd boy broke into a sprint and headed straight for the big guy. Don't you love the contrast here? The entire Israelite army ran away from Goliath in fear, but one single boy ran toward him, confident of victory. David was himself no stranger to insults. He saw the Israelites run from Goliath in fear that day and asked what reward someone would receive for killing the giant. That question irritated his older brother Eliab, who said, "What are you doing around here anyway? What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle." Others in the Israelite army belittled David in the same way when he asked them the same question. David wasted neither time nor energy trying to figure out a smart comeback. Instead, He chose to be unoffendable. King Saul heard about David's question and sent for him. David told him, "Don't worry about this Philistine, I'll go fight him." But his confidence was countered with more belittling comments. "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth." David responded by telling Saul that his confidence came from past experience. God had enabled him to kill bears and lions who attacked his father's sheep, and he would help him kill the giant who was attacking his people. But then came Goliath. The giant hurled insults and curses like invisible spears at David, but they missed their mark. They had no power over David because David lived from truth. He did not allow the insults against him to take up residence in him. The shepherd boy was secure in his identity and purpose because he was secure in God's love. Have people belittled you by questioning your integrity and calling? Have they mocked your God-given dreams, your strengths, and your passions? Rather than supporting you in your spirit-led endeavors, have they said, "Don't be ridiculous. There's no way you can do this and succeed"? If so, choose to be unoffendable. Don't allow insults against you to take up residence in you. Remember that your identity is not based in others' opinions of you, but in God's love for you. Do what He's called you to do. Let Him be your defender and accomplish the victory for you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us and for being our defender, the one who goes to battle on our behalf. Help us reject the insults when others say unkind things or question our integrity and calling. Make us unoffendable and help us keep our focus where it needs to be, on you and your purposes for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.